President Biden has received an endorsement from a labor union, a fairly large labor union, in a form that I haven't seen in some time. The kind of wordology the guy uses, and then the immediate, I don't want to call it an attack on Donald Trump, but just some truths about Donald Trump and the worker movement. I want you to listen to this, and then we'll take it on the other side.
At a White House meeting in January of 2017, the head of North America's building trades unions praised then-President Donald Trump for committing to improve the lives of labor workers.
We just had probably the most incredible meeting of our careers with the president and the vice president and the senior staff when the president laid out his plans about how he's going to handle trade, how he's going to invest in our infrastructure, and how he's going to level the playing field for construction workers and all Americans across this country. And then took the time to take everyone into the Oval Office and show them the seat of power in the world. The respect that the President of the United States just showed us, and when he shows it to us, he shows it to 3 million of our members in the United States, was nothing short of incredible.
Well, that was then, and this is now, and it's one thing to say something, it's another thing to do it. Fast forward to today, where the NABTU is endorsing President Joe Biden's 2024 campaign and launching a nationwide effort to keep Trump from ever returning to the White House. In a statement and an accompanying video, the group's President Sean McGarvey says Trump broke those promises he made to union leaders when he first took office.
You are promising America tonight. You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody.
Except for day one.
Donald Trump, he's not a good man. He's not a good person. He does not care about anybody in this world except Donald Trump. That's it. That's all.
A very clear and present name.
Now he's looking to get in that position again to exert revenge on people. I go all the way back to the 80s with Donald Trump and him trying to, you know, get his mug on page 6 of the New York Post. The only difference between the Donald Trump of the 80s and the Donald Trump of today is he feels totally free to let his dark side out. And his dark side is very, very dark and very, very dangerous for this country. We can't let our democracy that we've worked for and we've cherished just disintegrate with the wrong leader and at the wrong time. I can tell you that he personally committed to me that he was going to get our pensions fixed. He understood who was affected by these pensions. He assured me, I'm the president of the United States. I'll just call Mitch. I'll tell him to put it in the bill. Is everybody going to love me? Everybody loves me, right? Is everybody going to love me? Yes, Mr. President, you fix the pension, everybody's going to love you. Well, that was wasted breath. There was lots of other things put in that bill. There was tax cuts put in that bill for rich people. Donald Trump promised infrastructure every year.
Infrastructure is the easiest of all.
Donald Trump was not interested in any of the policy that actually goes along with being president of the United States. Trump was interested in the pomp and circumstance, the plane, the helicopter. It's all about him. Donald Trump is incapable of running anything, let alone the most powerful country in the history of the world. And God help us if he gets anywhere near that White House in the future.
Sean McGarvey joins us now. That was a pretty powerful video and a real turnaround from when you first endorsed former President Trump, or at least listened to him and hoped that his promises would come true. What do you say to hardworking Americans who don't have time to, you know, clue in on every detail of every trial he's involved with or every promise he made, who support Trump almost blindly, but they connect with him, even members of your union? What do you say to them about who this man is?
Quite honestly, we're not going to waste a lot of time talking to every American that supports Donald Trump. And we're not going to waste a lot of time with some of our members that support Donald Trump, because we're not going to change their minds. What we're going to concentrate on is the 10 to 15% of our members who we can have a conversation with and explain to them the facts, give them the projects that they're actually working on, the way they're feeding their family today, you know, how that project came about. It came about through three monumental pieces of legislation after he saved our pensions that are now creating the biggest infrastructure boom this country has ever seen. We call it the infrastructure generation that Joe Biden's creating. And in our opinion, it's the only time in history we can compare it to is when the GIs came back from saving the world from tyranny in World War II and came back to build the middle class in their own lives after they saved the world. That's kind of the scale that we're at right now, with the most pro-union president that this country, pro-worker president that this country has ever seen. So that's the conversations that we're having. We'll have them one-on-one. We'll have them in the key states. And we've got months and months. We've already started, and we're already laying out the facts, and we see the results.
Could he be any clearer? I love what he said. I am not going to bother with those folks that are sycophants or those folks that the sect within MAGA that we can consider cultish. The part of MAGA that is cannot doesn't see things straight, that is unable to rationalize, that is unable to see fact-based information and say, oh, I didn't know that. Now I should change. You see, look, I'll be honest. I am very sure that progressive policies are the best policies for America. Point blank. Now, and it can be proven mathematically. But there are ways to get there that sometimes progressives as well get it wrong. Social dynamics, etc. And there are a thing or two to learn from conservatives. I've learned. And when I've been made to modify my mind after showing me the data or showing me, well, here's a reason why, here's a logical reason why, I don't sit back and freeze in my position and say, oh, no, because progressives have written it this way, this is how it's going to be. No, I modify and take the new information that has been proven to work, and then act accordingly. There are some in the movement, in the MAGA movement, it doesn't matter what type of information, how fact-based information, their tunnel vision into believing what they see, and they put their fingers in their ears. They don't want to hear anything that go against their initial belief that in as much as it's wrong, they want it to be right. This Sean McGarvey, the president of the North America's Building Trade Unions, he said, I am not going to waste my time with the short amount of time we have left with those that cannot rationalize. But I'm going to work with those who are actually open to listen to information and then make their minds up. You know, I always make sure to let people know this. Numbers are absolute. I made several statements. If you want better GDP, you elect Democrats being led by progressives. That is a fact-based information that you can see in the numbers. And it's not just by a little bit GDP growth. It's by a huge amount that under Democrats led by progressives, the economy does much better. It's not up for debate. It's in the numbers. This union guy also realizes that you have to work with people who care about unions, who realize that you first help the middle class. If the middle class makes it, everybody does.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.